The Holy Gospel is written in the first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, beginning with verse 9. At the time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. A voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit went him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news," the gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning. I trust you've had a good week. This is a familiar passage, isn't it? The time where John baptizes the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, we told you in the Gospel of Mark, Mark writes very condensedly, doesn't he? All that happens to Jesus in this little part of the baptism and being tempted all takes place in that short little part that we read today. But if you go into other Gospels, there's a lot more detail, a lot more what Satan was doing as he was tempting Jesus. Remember, Mark just keeps on going, pushes you forward, and gives you a condensed version of the life of Christ. In the wilderness is where Jesus happens to be. And out there, he gets baptized. I thought sometimes, you know, I wonder if people thought it was kind of weird to see people get baptized. We don't see it too much today, do we? Even in the church today, it's very rare. Sometimes we'll see children baptized. Once in a while, we'll see followers. But it was a common practice years and years ago. Back in the time of Jesus, it was a common practice. The Jews looked at it, and they would see it happening, and they would believe that people were changing from being a Gentile to a Jew, meaning that you were going to symbolize you were getting cleaned, washed from your Gentile life, which they looked at as sin, to be cleansed and become a Jew. So it was normal for them. It wasn't out there. I think John's appearance was abnormal. You read the other scriptures and you remember how he was dressed? Yep. No. Burlap. What did he eat? Locusts and honey. Anybody have that for their breakfast this morning? No? So that was a little strange, wasn't it? I think for anyone to look at. But they looked at it as there must be some kind of conversion part going. John's message was what? What should you be doing? If you come to be baptized, you're coming to demonstrate a repentive heart. Repentance meant that you were going to turn away from the way you've been living for yourself and turn to God. That message is still clear today, isn't it? We must what? Choir, you can say it. I mean, you can sing and you can tell us too, right? What were you supposed to do? Repent. Turn away from living for yourself or living in sin and live for God. Now, one thing was very clear in John's baptism. Who is the baptism for? Was it just for the Gentile? No. Was it just for the Jew? No. Who was it for? Everyone. The message was for everyone. And that message comes true in the gospel that we must do what with our sin? We must repent. Turn away from living for ourselves and living for God. Now, anyone here say they never sinned? Yes, some of you never sinned? Okay, might just end. We've all, it says what? Have come short of the glory of God. If you were to stand before a holy God, could you clearly say in my conscience, I have never thought a bad thought? I've never done anything that was against your law. I've never lied. I've never cheated. I've never stole anything, be it time or managed my life in a way that wasn't honoring to you. Can anyone say that? Romans tells us that we have all earned a wage of sin, and the outcome is death. And not just physical death, spiritual death. Something had to happen to make us right before God. It's not enough to just simply be baptized and say, I'm going to live a new life. In Christ, there was good news. You're not on your own. You don't have to try to get right with God. You don't have to be distanced from Him anymore. You don't need to be ashamed of what you may have done, thought, or the actions you've taken. Because He sent His Son for you, for me, and for the whole world, no matter what nationality or anything else. He sent His Son. So why did Jesus get baptized? We know that men and women were getting baptized to show their repentance to their selfish life and to change for God. What was God's purpose for His Son to go through baptism? He did not sin. Jesus' baptism was a sign He had come. He is going to start His earthly ministry at the age of 30. And as He comes, He's showing He is going to give His life and die. And as He's put in the water, it signifies His death. But it's not over there, is it? They did not conquer by putting Him on the cross and He died. There is a part of the season when we get to it that Christ, what? Raised from the dead. An important part of our Christian faith. We serve a risen Savior. Amen? He is risen. Ah, beautiful. We remember. He's risen indeed. And that signified as He was coming out of the water that even though there was death, He would rise with the power of God and conquer not only sin in itself, but even the element of death. And that's the reason He went and got baptized. And then how would God look at it? It says what? Mark likes to use a special word in all his scripture. He says, and what? How fast? Remember the word? Immediately. clouds open, and God Himself and the Holy Spirit witness that this is who? This is a great prophet. You guys have all been waiting for, right? No. This is my son. Who is Jesus? He is God's son. Isn't it nice to be recognized by your father? Maybe some of us didn't have good fathers or whatever. It took a long time before I heard my father say he was proud, but it meant a lot. It's nice to hear when your family are proud of how you're living when you're living for the Lord. And God Himself says, this is my son who I am what? Well, pleased. This act, this following and showing that He would die to bring creation back to the Lord, because Hebrews tells us we can now come what? Boldly before the throne of God. And it's through His Son. I am well pleased. Before we heard, this is my son, and what should you do? Listen to him, right? And now he tells us to follow the message he brings. And Jesus' message was what? The gospel has come. The gospel, the good news of Christ has come. Where did it happen? In the wilderness. It was to start Jesus' ministry. The Spirit of God showing that He loved Him and He was well pleased. And the message is the kingdom is at hand. Repent and believe. The invitation is still there. We need to refocus this Lenten season. We need to look at our lives and draw closer. Cast off the things that are putting a distance between us and God. A time to give up some things and spend more time with God. Your message in your life should be to your neighbors and to your friends. The gospel is alive. Repent and draw near. Simple message. Heavenly Father, we pray that we take this message and continue to see what Jesus has done as He was baptized and signified the sense of His death. May we also experience the resurrection of His life. And may we, as we go out to this community, show the light of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.